Welcome to Shift Change, the Idaho Manufacturing Podcast. Over the course of about 20 minutes, we bring you conversations on AI, tech, and the future of Idaho manufacturing. Funding for this program comes from Total Care IT, your Idaho-based IT and cybersecurity partner for manufacturers.
This is the Shift Change Overview, and it's specifically designed to give you, the Idaho manufacturing executive, the non-negotiable takeaways for securing your operations.
Mm-hmm.
And today, we are analyzing a failure that is, well, it's almost unbelievable in its simplicity and its cost.
Yeah.
We're talking about the recent Louvre Museum heist, a story where the punchline, a single password, cost a staggering $102 million.
It honestly sounds like something out of a movie script, doesn't it?
It really does.
You have the world's most famous museum guarding priceless artifacts. And on October 19th, 2025, there's this audacious daylight robbery.
In broad daylight.
Four thieves disguised as construction workers get into the Apollo Gallery, and they are in and out, get this, in under 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
8 minutes. They stole 8 pieces of the French crown jewels, tiaras, emerald necklaces, you name it. The speed of it just stunned everyone.
That speed, that kind of efficiency, it tells you one thing. They weren't just lucky. They weren't guessing.
Yeah.
But here's the detail. This is the piece of information that turns this from a crazy news story into a required security meeting for every executive listening. The main video surveillance system. He was protected by the password LUVRE.
Just the name of the museum. No numbers, no symbols, not even a capital letter at the start.
Unbelievable.
And we know from the investigation, a secondary software program was apparently secured with Thales, just the name of a French defense contractor.
So our mission today is pretty clear. We need to pull apart this high-profile case, this convergence of cyber and physical risk,
right,
and find the absolutely crucial lessons you have to apply to protect your production lines, your IP, and all of your supply chain data.
Okay, so let's unpack that, the systemic failure behind it, because it's, yeah. I mean, it's really hard to imagine that level of carelessness at an institution holding billions in assets.
It's not just an IT mistake, is it? This points to something much deeper, something like institutional inertia.
That is exactly the point. And what's so fascinating here, or maybe terrifying, is that this wasn't a surprise. This wasn't a sudden failure.
They knew about it.
Oh, they knew. French authorities confirmed that their National Cybersecurity Agency, ANSSI, had flagged this exact vulnerability.
When?
As early as 2014.
Wow.
Yeah. They issued repeated alerts talking about serious shortcomings, trivial passwords, obsolete systems, all of it, almost a full decade before the heist.
A decade of warnings.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting there, ignored. And the source material mentioned those audits found things like Windows 2000 still running on the network.
Yes, Windows 2000. It's like leaving the front door wide open and putting up a sign.
You're just rolling the dice every single day.
Every day. And despite all those alerts, the actual modernization efforts, they were delayed until 2024. And they're not even expected to be complete until 2032.
Wait, 2032?
2032. Think about that timeline.
Yeah.
From the first warning to the project being finished, that's 18 years. It just shows this profound failure to prioritize the invisible, essential digital stuff over the more visible spending.
And that's where we get this idea of a cyber-physical risk convergence,
yeah.
Right? You combine that deep digital neglect with a physical security problem, and you have a perfect storm.
Exactly.
Okay, let me push back on that for a second. The Louvre is a museum. It's a cultural heritage site. A manufacturer is dealing with, proprietary designs, just-in-time delivery, complex machinery. Is the risk really the same?
I'd argue the complexity is higher for the manufacturer, sure, but the governance failure is identical.
How so?
Look, the Louvre's leadership clearly believed their assets were safe because of physical walls, their reputation, their location. They put their faith in physical security and just ignored the digital side.
And that's what happens on the factory floor.
Precisely. In OT and operational technology environments, you see the exact same thing. The control systems for the machinery are often protected by equally simple passwords.
Because everyone thinks they're air-gapped or, safe behind the factory's perimeter fence.
Exactly. They're seen as physical things managed by physical processes. But what the Louvre heist proved is that a weak digital control, that simple password, the lack of multi-factor authentication, it can become the key to the physical kingdom.
So they might have used it to get remote access to the camera controls.
It's highly likely. That digital key lets you manipulate the physical world. You can exploit camera blind spots, maybe disable coverage for a few critical minutes. It gives the thieves the intel they need to be in and out so fast.
So for a manufacturer, this isn't just about someone stealing your data. This is about someone using a digital key to physically shut down your production line.
Or alter machine specifications.
Right.
Or trigger a dangerous failure. Mm-hmm. The stakes couldn't be clearer, which is why we have to shift this analysis directly onto the factory floor.
Right. One of the sources had a great analogy for this. It said using LVRE as a password was like locking up your house and using the key that says welcome.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect. It just signals that the organization trusts the shiny exterior more than the actual lock on the door.
So if the lose password can literally be its own name, then every manufacturer has to stop and ask a very uncomfortable question.
Yeah.
Is your ERP system, your MES, your vendor portal?
Yeah.
Is it using something just as lazy? Something like Factory 2025 or Plant 1234?
Those are the digital welcome mats. They're an open invitation for industrial espionage or a ransomware attack.
And this really gets to the governance issue, not just an IT policy.
Absolutely. The big mistake is to see this as just some technical screw up. It's not. It's a direct reflection of the organization's culture, of its actual appetite for risk. If the leadership isn't demanding and funding real security, then they are, by default, accepting the risk of a catastrophic failure.
And for Idaho manufacturing, that accepted risk is huge. If $102 million in one-of-a-kind jewels can be stolen because of one bad password, imagine the chain reaction in a just-in-time environment.
The list is terrifying. A successful breach could mean your production lines freeze instantly, everything locked up in ransomware hitting your control systems.
Then there's the IP theft.
Your designs, your machine specs, all handed over to a competitor. And your supplier and customer lists gone. But beyond that, it's the liability. Ignoring audits for years, like the Louvre did, that exposes the entire executive team to massive reputational damage, shareholder lawsuits.
Mm.
It's not just negligence. It's a huge liability.
Okay, so we can't let this just be a fascinating story. We need to make this actionable. Let's frame these next takeaways as the mandatory agenda item for the next board meeting. Let's call it the factory-grade cybersecurity checklist.
Agreed. We have to stop getting distracted by complex, shiny objects and just start enforcing the fundamentals. Because the most advanced robot or camera system is completely useless if the front door is unlocked.
Okay. Lesson one.
Yeah.
Strong credential hygiene. And this means going way beyond just a simple policy document.
Yep. A document in a drawer does nothing.
Leadership has to fund and enforce complexity standards.
Yeah.
Long, random, unique passwords. And periodic rotation has to be mandatory. The real key here is getting professional password managers rolled out across the entire organization.
From the front office to the terminals on the factory floor running the PLCs.
Right. Eliminating password reuse is just, it's paramount.
Which brings us to lesson two. Multi-factor authentication everywhere. I mean, this is just non-negotiable today.
It has to be the baseline for everything.
It does, because even if an attacker steals or guesses that weak password, and statistically they will, MFA is that second locked gate that stops them cold.
Now, this is where it gets tough for manufacturing, right? Implementing MFA across hundreds of different vendor logins, supply chain portals. It isn't simple.
It's challenging, for sure. But it is absolutely essential for managing that external risk. MFA has to be mandatory for all remote access, for email, for the ERP, and especially for those vendor portals that touch your production data. The complexity is just the cost of doing business securely now.
Okay, moving on to infrastructure. We talked about Windows 2000 at the Louvre. So lesson three has to be continuous monitoring and patch management.
Ah, the too cheap to invest mentality. It is so much worse in manufacturing.
Why is that?
Because patching a legacy machine or upgrading its OS could mean taking it offline. That could mean hundreds of thousands in downtime. And specialized equipment might need months to be recertified by the vendor.
So companies just kick the can down the road.
They do, until the system is critically vulnerable. So you have to prioritize this. Treat security updates like any other essential maintenance for that machine. It's not an optional cost. It's integral to keeping it running.
Okay, next up, the human element. Which is still, you know, the most common way attackers get in.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson four, comprehensive cybersecurity training.
Your staff are your human firewall, but they have to be trained. It's the only way to stop things like phishing attacks that are combined with weak passwords. You need to build a culture where an employee feels totally empowered to flag something suspicious without any fear of getting in trouble.
Because even the best tech defenses will fail if a person is tricked into opening the door.
Exactly.
And finally, when something does go wrong, you need a plan. Lesson 5. Emergency planning and readiness.
You must have a clear, tested, and rehearsed incident response plan. What do you do right now if a user account logs in at 3 a.m. from a device in a country you don't operate in?
What are those immediate steps?
You need immediate containment protocols and clear communication plans to minimize both the financial hit and the damage to your reputation.
So the Louvre incident really is a global and very expensive warning. Robust security starts and ends with getting the fundamentals right.
Mm.
And for the Idaho manufacturing sector, the takeaway is that cybersecurity has to be treated as a core part of asset preservation. It's just as important as the maintenance on your most expensive piece of equipment.
And the museum's own response just proves how severe this was. The Louvre director, she had to publicly admit to being appalled by their own security.
That's a tough public statement to have to make.
A very tough statement. They announced a whole new cybersecurity governance framework, a new security coordinator position. It's a textbook example of the pain of having to fix massive problems under the full glare of public scrutiny. They were forced to react instead of proactively govern.
So let me leave you with a final thought to take into your next board discussion. A report from the French Court of Auditors revealed a really telling financial imbalance at the Louvre.
Okay.
Between 2018 and 2024, the museum spent 169 million euros on acquiring new art, redesigning galleries, you know, the highly visible public-facing stuff.
The things that get good press.
Exactly. But they only spent 87 million euros on essential maintenance and renovation, which included all the safety and security upgrades.
Less than half. Wow.
So that imbalance, it raises a critical question for every executive listening today. What is the visible expense your business is prioritizing?
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Shift Change. To learn more about how IT can help your manufacturing business invest in future competitiveness, reach out to Total Care IT today.